available to them.
Gardaí are currently dealing with a serious crash in Dublin city centre. Emergency services are at the scene on Dame Street, which is closed to all traffic. Diversions are in place, with Gardaí appealing for any witnesses to come forward. Israel's Prime Minister is promising to return all hostages, living or dead, after the bodies of three people were recovered yesterday in Gaza. The IDF says the two women and a man are understood to have been killed at the Nova Music Festival when Hamas attacked on October 7th. About 100 are still being held captive. Professor Haggai Levine from the Hostages and Missing Families Forum says families are suffering.
This is part of the psychological terror that the Hamas is putting on us. These people, they are alive or dead, is very, very painful and stressful for the families and I think for many people.
Pressure will be put on the government today to hold Israel accountable for the assault on Gaza. A national protest is getting underway at the Garden of Remembrance in Dublin at 1 o'clock, followed by a march to Leinster House. It will be the sixth national demonstration since October, which has seen tens of thousands take to the streets of the city. Ireland's Palestine Solidarity Campaign chairperson, Zoe Lawler, is really worried about the situation in Gaza.
People don't know where to go now, who were already displaced down to Rafah so many times. So it's really just the crimes that we're seeing and the deep trauma that's being inflicted on people. It's just horrendous and it has to stop.
OnPost expects to cut emissions by half ahead of its end of 2025 target. Its sustainability report is being released today to support the decarbonisation of the company. OnPost Chief Transformation Officer Nicola Woods says they'll be glad to be turning their fleet green.
Oh, we're delighted that our fleet is going to become greener. So between the use of hydrotreated vegetable oil as fuel and together with our plan to increase the number of electric vehicles, it just means that we're doing the right thing for the communities that we serve across the nation.
The Department of Agriculture is facing demands for an explanation regarding its failure to fully compensate farmers for their environmental work. The IFA says many farmers have only received interim payments instead of the full amount promised. National Hill Farming Chair Eileen Keneally says farmers have been kept in the dark.
So we're here now heading into June in our second year of acres and we've no scores received from the department. So we don't know our payment and we don't know where we are sitting on this environmental scheme. Are we doing good work or bad work?
Rail services will be disrupted today between Dublin's Grand Canal Dock and Bray, with stations along the route closed. Irish Rail has been called to task by Fine Gael Senator Regina Doherty, who says the services are a vital link for visitors and commuters. The announcement of the closures will also impact people travelling for work, with a further closure due on the 9th of June. Irish Rail's Barry Kenny says the works are necessary.
We've worked today between Grand Canal Dock and Bray, a series of works. We're doing track renewal, we're doing overhead line replacements and new train protection systems. So we're getting a lot done today. It means there'll be no darts between Grand Canal Dock and Bray and also bus transfers for part of the Dublin-Rosslare journey. Dublin Bus and Go Ahead will accept rail tickets. Then we'll be back open to full service and indeed extra services tomorrow Sunday for the Bruce Springsteen concert.
And that's your latest news update at 8:04.
If you're aged 80 or over, or have a weak immune system, it's time to get your COVID-19 spring booster vaccine. Your spring booster will top up your immunity against COVID-19 and help protect you from serious illness for the months ahead. It's recommended you get your booster before the end of May. Talk to a participating GP or pharmacist today, or call our HSE Live team on 1800 700 700. Visit hse.ie for more information. From the HSE.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A mainly dry day with the best of the sunshine in Connaught. Cloudier in Leinster and East Munster with a few showers. The afternoon and evening are going to be mainly dry with highest temperatures of 15 to 21 degrees.
Now,
something for the weekend with Trina Mara. Only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning, how are you? It's Trina Mara. And don't forget, after 9, your chance to win return flights to JFK with Aer Lingus. It's all thanks to Shannon Airport and TropicalSky.ie. Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in for Travel Saturday. They're going to have a question for you. And we're looking at LA today, actually, as a destination. We want to tell you about a new film called Much Ado About Dying. The director, Simon Chambers, made this about his uncle David, who was very flamboyant and a Shakespearean actor, but really a fascinating watch and something that's so so many people will be able to relate to if you do watch this. But first up, the social media influencer Vinnie McBrien. We want to find out if this is the kind of job you'd like your children to do. We'll chat to him next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Reporter Owen Glacken caught up with an up-and-coming social media influencer and content creator best known for steak sandwich connoisseur videos. Vinnie McBrien spoke to Owen about the ups and downs of algorithms and gave his advice for parents whose kids want to get into the industry.
So you made the decision earlier this year to really go full-time on the influencing, to really give it your all. So the positives obviously do outweigh the negatives for you. That's fair to say.
Exactly. Yeah. So like this year, a creator, Anna Olivia Hines, she posted a video and it was just a caption of post that silly little TikTok. This is what I done. And she's amassed to like nearly, I think like 200,000 followers. And it's just, she's posting about her daily life as a mum, as a young mum, and like she's just being real and raw with you, and she's not trying to sugarcoat it. And I think that's where I wanted to sort of come from, and it sort of gave me the inspiration to really be like, do you know what, I enjoy this. And I sort of, I was wary about posting, even for the first year of posting, of like, well, maybe I shouldn't share this. And it was when I started opening up that that's when I felt that my account started to grow and I started to connect with people more, because I wasn't putting this sort of, you know, like a fakeness maybe, or like just sort of covering it up through a lens. It was more sort of a raw, in-depth, like, look, it, there's good parts and there's bad parts. You know, today my video didn't perform and I didn't feel great about it, or I got a bad comment on it. But people come and support you then through that. So I think like being open really does help, because people can connect with you more. But also that vulnerability, it can be taken up in a wrong way.
Yeah, because some of your videos that I've seen, I mean, they've got hundreds of thousands of views on them. So that's got to be a good day at the office for you when you see a video get that sort of reaction. But when you do post a video and it doesn't get the hundreds of thousands, do you feel down about that, or do you just shrug it off and go to the next one?
It really did, to be honest. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't. Like, you know, you're like, oh, you know, the algorithm works in whatever way. But then you just sort of think, I think it was maybe the middle of last year, and I was posting to Six Sanders, and I was like, are people maybe getting bored of this? I was like, they weren't performing as well as they were. But really, like, I've like sort of done a lot of courses, or like looked into it and like done a lot of research into TikTok and the algorithm. And like, one thing I would say you really have to understand is it is not you. There is an algorithm in place. It sends it out to a certain amount of people. If it doesn't meet certain metrics, then it's not going to be pushed as much. And like, also it can be just disheartening. Like if I could spend an hour or two editing a video and I put it up and it might get like maybe one or two likes, you know, and you're like, I put so much time and effort into this and like people didn't like it, but really it's just the algorithm didn't like it, you know? Whereas I could just take a quick snap of a video and it could reach hundreds of thousands of people, do you know? So like, it's sometimes it can be a bit disheartening when you put work into it and you see that it didn't perform, but maybe it's because the algorithm didn't perform. It's not because people don't like your content. It's that it's not being pushed to them for them to see it.
Vinny, for parents listening, if a young person maybe in their early teens turns around to mom and dad and says, when I leave school, I want to be an influencer. That's what I want to do. What should that parent say to that child?
Like, I think you should be supportive in anything that your children want to do. But also you need to be realistic with them. I mean, similar situation when I turned around and said I wanted to go and do drama, and to my parents were so supportive of it. But sometimes you say to people, well, is there going to be enough money? Can you make a living off that? Can you pay rent with that? So I would say the sort of same thing with becoming a social media influencer. It's not as simple as, you know, I'm just going to start posting one day and it's going to happen. It can take years. Like, yes, it takes one video maybe to go and like skyrocket you into that industry, but I had been posting for like nearly a year and a half before I started to see anything grow. So like, you need to be realistic about your choices.
Vincent McBrien, lovely to talk to you. And if people want to follow you and get involved, where can they find you?
Yeah, so my handles on Instagram and TikTok are at VinnyM21, and on Facebook at the Steak Sandwich Connoisseur, Vinny McBrien.
This is a parent's guide to social media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Comisión na Meán with the television license fee.
I had to escape. The city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning. I drove all night.
morning, how are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, I got to see a film during the week called Much Ado About Dying. And to be honest, I didn't know what it was going to be about. Simon Chambers is a filmmaker and he made this film about his uncle David, a Shakespearean actor, and how Simon cared for him in the last years of his life. It certainly is an insight into how people can be. Really fascinating, and I'm sure a film a lot of people can relate to. So I'll tell you all about that next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices on barbecue treats with our selected finest barbecue range, like Port Bia Quality Assured Jumbo Irish Pork Sausages 4-pack, any 3 for $2. Then chill with ice cream offers like selected Magnums, Cornettos, Brunch and more, any 2 for €6. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Save time. Shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Products subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
This summer, enjoy pizza, pints and pillow talk. Our newest couples experience at Midlands Park Hotel, County Laois. Start your day with freshly baked pizza and locally brewed beer delivered right to your door. Bask in restful slumbers in our elegant guest rooms. The following morning, wake up to a delicious breakfast too. For more details about our summer season, visit MidlandsParkHotel.com.
Students, Limerick Tutorial College are now enrolling for full-time 5th-year and 6th-year leaving certificate programmes. The 6th-year programme is specially tailored to ensure all subjects are covered in one academic year. We pride ourselves on small classes and exceptional dedicated teachers. Places are limited, so secure your place for this September by contacting Limerick Tutorial College on 061 315522.
At Vitalograph, we enable clinical trial success for some of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies. Our purpose is to have an impact on the lives of people living with respiratory conditions, and we're now looking for new people to join our expanding team. We've many exciting new work opportunities at our sites in Ennis and Limerick, including data analyst and customer support advisor roles. No previous experience is required, as Vitalograph provides full training. Apply now. Just Google Vitalograph. Join our team.
Beidh go bhfuil tú ag siúil a bhaile le lad a bhfuil tú anna hócha leis, tar éis oíche i mar an chláiste. Nó beidh go bhfuil tusa agus lad eile i dtacsaí, tar éis díobh buala le chéile i glub. Nó beidh go bhfuil tú tar éis dul a bhaile le duine éigin, tar éis an ceathrú cuinne a bhí ar fhad. Ar fad. Bíon go leor uaireanta agus áiteanna ann nuair is gádmhain a rá, cad tá bhain agus cad nachfuil bhain. Beag bean ar a bhfuil ar bun, bíoch an córá faoi thalúán.
When you choose to make your meals a little more organic, you're not just getting nutritious goodness, you're doing a lot more good too. A blissful bit of beef boosts biodiversity. That handful of local fruit and veg helps fields flourish. And a dash of dairy supports dedicated organic farmers. So whether it's a sprinkle, a drop, a side or spread, make your meals a little more organic with certified organic food and drink from Ireland. Learn more at boardbia.ie/organic.
Charge into summer with TUI. Secure your holiday today with savings for families and adults flying from Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Holiday sorted. TUI. Live happy.
Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks and get CV and career advice all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday 25th of May at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
More of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's Radio, it's Trina Mara, and I have watched a film that I think everyone should definitely check out. It's called Much Ado About Dying, and Simon Chambers is on the line with us today. Simon, you wrote this, you directed this, but this is a story that is so close to you.
That's right, Trina. It's actually a story about me caring for my exuberant aging uncle in the last 5 years of his life. And I was actually living in India, and then he called me back, lots of phone calls saying, "You've got to come back, I'm dying. And I didn't take him seriously because I knew that he was a real drama queen. But then eventually I did come back, and it turned into a kind of roller coaster of ups and downs of caring for my uncle.
Yeah. You are a filmmaker, but little did you think that you were going to end up documenting everything that was going on with your uncle.
And as you say, you, like, your uncle was an actor, Shakespearean, still able to recite all the lines, all the Shakespearean lines and the plays that he would have done over the years. So yes, as you say, quite dramatic, and wanted your attention a lot of the time, even though you were at the other side of the world. But what I didn't realise, like when I first heard about this film, I didn't realise this was real life footage. This was almost like a documentary.
Well, everybody's saying, oh my God, is it real? Is it real? Because I won't give anything away too much in case people do want to come and see it in one of the cinemas in Ireland. Mm. But there's some very dramatic events that happen, which almost you'd think, hang on, they must be making this up.
Yeah.
But actually, they did happen in real life. There's lots of drama in it. And also, the other thing that people are saying to me, and people who've been caring for their own family members, is, oh my golly, this is so like my story, so like when I had to look after my gran or my mum or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, everything happens that could happen in this film and more.
Without giving the whole thing away, there's a few areas I'd like to touch on. First of all, your Uncle David. I mean, the hoarding was an issue, wasn't it? And a lot of people, I'd say, have found that in their families when they're looking after elderly people. They don't want to get rid of things. Everything has a value. And your Uncle David had a real value on tins of soup, didn't he?
Well, you know, I can really understand why that is, Trina, because, you know, if you're old and you can't get out, then you just want to hang on to everything because you don't know the next time you're going to be able to get to the supermarket. Or like he said to me, you know, I went out to buy some clocks and he said, get four.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why do you want four clocks? And he said, well, I need one to put on the wall. I need another one to put by the side of it so that I can make sure that that one's not telling me the wrong time. And then I need a backup in case those two break. And in a way it sounds mad, but actually it makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah, but when you end up with five clocks in your living room, suddenly there is no space for you. Like there was
that's just stuff everywhere,
right. Wasn't there?
He did have five TVs. There was, yeah, there was five. I think he had five televisions and only one of them worked.
Mm.
And I said, why don't we get rid of these four? And he said, no, I need them because I use them as to pull myself up out of my chair. I sort of rest on that one. And the thing is, you also,
we've
as you get older, you get
to know. We've all heard these stories,
though.
This is the funny thing. And there's people listening to our chat right now. And they're going, yep, my father was the exact same. Wouldn't get rid of anything. Just in case.
But the other thing is, you know, you get used to things in your life. I mean, I'm 60 now and I'm doing this. Everybody's saying, oh my God, you're turning into your Uncle David. But you just get used to things in your flat and where you live. Oh, this deck is a bit wonky, or that doorknob needs a bit of a extra turn, or that sort of thing. And so you get, everything becomes so familiar in your life, in your own where you live.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had all these things that he was using in the most strange ways. And it kind of works for you, and you don't really want to change that. I mean, the funniest thing, I think, was probably because he had a lot of mice in the house, and he actually thought he just had one mouse that he thought, you know, he was being friendly towards. But, you know, usually if you've got one mouse, there's another 10 lingering not far from
it. There's a family. And there's a family of them, yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, he thought, well, he'll just give a gentle sort of discouragement to the mouse not to kind of hang around in the kitchen too much. So he'd put toothpaste, because he heard that mice don't like the smell of peppermint. So he'd put toothpaste all around the electric sockets, thinking that it would just sort of tell the mice in a gentle way not to sort of linger for too long in the kitchen.
Was he always like that, you know, in terms of the way his ideas on things, and even, you know, wanting to have things, loads of possessions? Was he always like that, or was it just as he got older?
No, I think it was more as he got older. He was always an unusual person. The thing about him is, like I said, there was always some kind of reason behind the way he did things like he did them. I just remember when he was younger, he was one of those people who was a bit like a nutty professor who, you know, was brilliant but didn't know how to tie up his shoelaces, that sort of thing. And so I remember there were times when, like, if he went to the bathroom when we went to a cafe or a restaurant, we wouldn't be surprised if he'd sort of end up getting locked in and wouldn't know how to get out again. And then we'd have to sort of help call the staff and say, can you open the door, please? That kind of thing. So he was And because he was always thinking of Shakespeare, and he was brilliant at understanding what these plays were about. And he was the one that said, "Oh, King Lear," because there's a lot of King Lear in this film
that
me and him have made together. And he said, "King Lear is really, you know, it's all about getting old and looking towards death." And Shakespeare only lived till he was in his 30s, but he was a genius because he understood, you know, all these things in life that he could have never experienced himself.
There was one thing, actually, Simon, despite your Uncle David not, you know, despite him having all these possessions and all these things that he needed, there was one thing that he didn't need, and that was clothes. He wasn't into wearing clothes at all.
Well, you know, I've got to say there was a logic behind that as well. And it was that one of the things that I sort of highlight in the film is how the services like the NHS and the social services really are not coping with all the pressures that they've got on them. And so he had the doctor coming in, but they can only stay for 10 minutes. By the time they park the car, it's less than 5 minutes. And they didn't pick up on the fact that he'd got prostate cancer, which had spread into his hips. And that meant that he couldn't bend down to put on trousers and things like that. And so his answer to that really was to just go naked. And so then when the nurse came in to change his dressing, she'd say, "I'm not coming in today until you put some clothes on." And he said, "What's your problem? You're a nurse. You're meant to be used to people going around naked." So he had this kind of funny attitude to all of that.
Yeah.
And but there was something behind it, which was that he couldn't actually put the trousers on, so he couldn't bend down to do all that kind of thing. And at the time, you just thought, "Oh, he's an eccentric old man." But yeah, there was some logic behind it.
Okay, because there was one point and he was cold and you're like, "Put a blooming jumper on." Well, that was the reason. Simon Chambers is with us. He is the director of the film Much Ado About Dying. He made this about his Uncle David, but there's still more to talk about. Really fascinating watch if you do get a chance to catch that in cinemas, Much Ado About Dying. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in. The verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is,
what I really mean. Yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We're in the middle of chatting to Simon Chambers about his film Much Ado About Dying. He made this about his uncle David, who was a gay single man in his 80s and a Shakespearean actor. And so many people went up to Simon at the previews and said, this film is like an insight into our lives. So we'll tell you more about that next on Something for the Weekend.
At Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, we're ready to get the gang back together this summer.
Our famous listener parties are back.
And our first stop is the one and only Cork City. Get ready to party on June 13th with Trina Mara, Damien Farrelly, Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy,
along with Cork's own Dave Mack and more of your favourite presenters.
There'll be food and drinks and the chance to win amazing prizes.
It's all happening at the Voodoo Rooms and Pop Scene, Cork's number one late night venue.
Do you voodoo?
Want to be there? Then keep it here. We'll have tickets to win starting Monday morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s.
To celebrate over 50 years in business, O'Mara Camping are advertising their fantastic range of camping accessories on radio, where you can't see them. So, they asked Fred in accounts to design a sound effect to astonish you with the amount of stuff you'll find online at omaracamping.com to go with the tent you just purchased. Here it is. Fred admits it does sound better in colour.
omaracamping.com. If you're outdoors, we have you covered.
When you choose to make your meals a little more organic, you're not just getting nutritious goodness, you're doing a lot more good too. A blissful bit of beef boosts biodiversity. That handful of local fruit and veg helps fields flourish. And a dash of dairy supports dedicated organic farmers. So whether it's a sprinkle, a drop, a side or spread, make your meals a little more organic with certified organic food and drink from Ireland. Learn more at boardbia.ie/organic.
The Harvey Norman big sale is now on with great deals on technology. Save €110 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab S9 FE Plus with an immersive display and long battery life. Was €699, now €589. Or save €70 on the Samsung Galaxy Watch 6 with advanced sleep and workout insights. Was €329, now €259. With flexible payment options and our best prices guaranteed, why shop anywhere else? The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on. Don't miss out.
The Irish Times is now an even better read with a new look weekend supplement. Redesigned and expanded. Agenda-setting journalism, reflections on the week's talking points, new columnist Sarah Moss, and economic and social analysis from David McWilliams. All that as well as magazine, tickets, sport, and the main section of the Irish Times Weekend Edition. Buy in store or get it delivered to your door. The Irish Times, because you get it.
Transform an ordinary Sunday in County Clare
into an extraordinary day of adventure.
Rediscover Clare's treasures. Explore new horizons.
And make every Sunday a day of fun and excitement.
Our Fun Day Sundays mean great offers each week. So try something new and visit those must-see attractions for less. To discover offers that'll bring joy and excitement to your day, go to visitclare.ie/Sundays.
Introducing Super Value's new Real Rewards prices. Scan your card or app and get Kellogg's Special K 750 gram was $6.99, now only $3.50. And Lucozade Energy 6-pack selected range was $6.35, now only €4. Don't forget, our amazing lower prices are exclusive to Real Rewards members. So start making real savings at Super Value. DRS supplies.
CAO Change of Mind is closing soon. Until then,
your options on what and where you study remain open. UCD is in the top 1% of global higher educational institutions, shaping students to rise to the future, to leave their mark on the world. So if you're still thinking about your CAO, you have until July 1st to explore your options at ucd.ie/CAO. UCD, future focused.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish.
Como se llama?
Sí.
Bonita.
Sí.
Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise.
Sí.
And keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. See, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving.
And it's driving me crazy. Uh-huh.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can ignore the way you move your body, girl.
Smooth.
And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it.
So you can keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
Yeah. She make a man wanna speak Spanish.
Como se llama?
Baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. See, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh, boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. But just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
So sexy, AM and fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country.
I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Yeah. Why the CIA wanna watch
the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. The attraction, the tension, baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting,
no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Something for the Weekend on Saturday. It's Trina Mara and we're joined by filmmaker Simon Chambers talking about his film Much Ado About Dying, a film he made about his Uncle David, who's in his 80s, a gay man, single gay man, and was quite dramatic actually, calling Simon back from India, saying that he's dying all the time. Well, this went on for about 5 years. Simon did come back to look after his uncle. And what an absolutely fascinating film. I wondered as well, you know, when you went back to help him, I was like, surely Simon is not moving in here. It just would have been impossible.
Well, it was impossible because he had piles and piles of things and there were tiny little pathways in between all the things. I mean, to be honest with you, I shouldn't be saying this on the radio where everybody would be hearing it, but I used to throw lots of stuff away when he wasn't looking.
I think everyone does that. No, I think a lot of people will admit to doing that, yeah.
And he probably knew I was doing it as well, because he'd sort of say, oh, have you seen those? What's happened to all those piles of Sunday Times that I had over there?
That he needed.
Say, oh, I don't know.
That he needed, yeah, from 15 years ago.
I'll want to read them again at some point.
There's a real worry, and you bring this up in the film as well, you know, there's a real worry when there's somebody vulnerable like that. And your Uncle David seemed like a really trusting person who just wanted, you know, to make everyone else kind of happy. And if he could give them money, he would give them money. And then you worry about them being taken advantage of.
That's right. I mean, there were a few people in his life. He was like that his whole life, though, who, you know, he'd give money to. And he was very generous with his money. So that was always a very difficult thing to understand as the person who ended up being responsible for a lot of his financial stuff, because he gave me power of attorney over that and asked if I would look after it. And I actually noticed that there was a total of about £25,000 that had gone missing from his account. Well, he'd given it away to a particular person. And, you know, I talked to David about that and said, are you sure that's the right thing? Is that what you wanted to do? And he sort of said, yes, that is what I want to do. And it's difficult to know what to do in a case like that. And in the end, he did say, well, maybe I put a few too many noughts on the end of the check and it should have been, you know, £300 instead of £3,000 or that kind of thing. So it's difficult because one of the worst things I think when you get old is that you can be lonely. And he used to love it when people came to the flat. And I guess you know, you give them money, they'll come back, or you want to support them. And, you know, he was a single gay man. And I think he felt that he could also help these younger people because they were younger and they didn't earn much money. But it's difficult as a carer to know what to do because you don't want to stop them from coming. And yet at the same time, it doesn't really feel right that it's so transactional.
And then you also wouldn't want your Uncle David thinking that you're trying to keep the money for yourself either, you know, which I'm sure he probably thought that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, at one point, he was squirreling all the money away in his books. He had thousands of books all over the house, and he put the money in the books, the cash, you know, because he wanted £100 in cash every week.
Yeah, cash.
And so I'd put that in his wallet. And that was just for a little bit of spending money, even though he didn't go out of the house. But then I noticed the money was going missing out of the wallet every week. And at first I thought, I don't know, he must be giving it to someone. But then I discovered at another point when, I won't give it away, but there was a reason why we had to clear the whole house out. And there were all these books, and the books were full of money, £20 notes. And I'm sure he'd forgotten where he'd put them all, but I saw that really as him trying to keep his independence from me in a way, you know, so that he felt that he'd got some money and he could do what he liked with the money.
I can't even imagine how much money you may have thrown into a bin, Simon, not knowing when you were clearing out the place. Oh, there must have been a lot of it that was thrown away.
I'm sure you're right. Yeah.
Well, you're doing very, very well. I know the film's been shown in a lot of places and up for many awards. It's called Much Ado About Dying. So looking back, are you glad that you made this, or how do you think your Uncle David felt about you filming him?
I think he would have probably been telling me I did it wrong and I should have done it like this. But I think he'd actually be incredibly pleased that there's this film out with him as the star in it, and that so many people have seen it. And it's had a great response from ordinary people who just come along and they just want to talk for hours after the film all about their own experiences of looking after their own family members. Or some people want to talk about how they feel about getting older and dying. And I mean, because he has such a positive end to his life, and he's so upbeat, isn't he, when anything happens in his life, he's so upbeat and very philosophical. And I think people just find that charming and very inspiring. So I think he'd be absolutely delighted about that. But he'd probably be a little bit picky and say, you shouldn't have done it like that. You should have done it like this. Because that's the relationship we had with each other.
Yeah. He was a bit of a Lazarus as well, wasn't he? There were times you thought he's a goner, and he certainly wasn't. But congratulations on making this a title that you'd kind of go, do I want to go see something called Much Ado About Dying? But yeah, it's more about the story, and so many people will be able to relate to this, especially if they're looking after older family members or they've been through it already. And like you say, everyone talking to you at the screenings of the film as well, saying this is exactly what's going on in our life at the moment.
So, exactly, yeah. I'm excited because I'm doing more Q&As. I'm going along, travelling with the film. So it's going up to Belfast. It's going to go to Derry. It's in Dublin. So it's going all over Ireland, and it's lovely meeting people and having these chats with them.
Well, we can probably do a Google search, can we, to find out the information on the next screenings? Can we, Much Ado About Dying? Or where will we find the info?
That's right. Well, we've got a website which is called muchadoaboutdying.com. And so the information is up to date on that. It's going to be at some of the Omniplexes, Rathmines, Belfast, Queen Film Theatre, Derry, Letterkenny. It's already been to Cork and Limerick, and it might be showing at those places again. Just go on the website, really, and have a look. And it says Q&A next to it. That means that I'll be going along as well, and we'll have a lovely informal chat after the film.
Well, Simon Chambers, thank you very much for coming on today. Do have a look at that Much Ado About Dying. Cheers. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Like the wind through my tree, she rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taken my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. Close to me, can't look in her eyes. She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. Just a fool to believe. She's like the wind.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, something for the weekend. Well, coming up after nine, your chance to win return flights to JFK on Aer Lingus, with thanks to Shannon Airport and TropicalSky.ie. Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in for Travel Sash Date. They're going to have a question for you. Enter it, and on Tuesday, I could be calling you back. That is on the way on Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with Something for the Weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with Club Classics. Non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You know what it's like when your mate sends you a pic of a dress she likes and you think, wait a minute, I would look so good in this. Well, Samsung's Galaxy S23 FE can help. Just draw a circle around the dress and Circle to Search with Google will help you find it. Sorry, Jen, it's not your colour. And send.
Incredible AI. Now on more Galaxy devices than ever. Buy a Galaxy S23 FE today at Samsung.com.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile & Wood. At Limerick Tile & Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unparalleled value. Visit Limerick Tile & Wood, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, or see tileandwoodcentre.ie.
Go full family dinners on Lidl Plus. Mix and match any three Irish barbecue meats for just €9. Make chicken dishes to please the whole table, bring your beef burgers to the next level, and pick from our succulent pork. Family dinners sorted all week. Go on, mix and match any three for €9. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Ireland's bees are busy at work. Send love with native Irish bee stamps and celebrate our unsung flora heroes. Unpussed, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At nine, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. An investigation's underway after security staff were assaulted at a site being developed for Ukrainian refugees at Clonmel in County Tipperary. One person required hospital treatment after the attack and a number of cars were damaged. It's believed the site is being prepared for 82 modular homes, which will each house 4 people. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The security personnel were contracted to work on the site on Thursday night when they were assaulted by a number of people. One of the workers needed to go to hospital for treatment, and a number of cars have been damaged. Gardaí said they're investigating an incident of assault and criminal damage. No arrests have been made so far, and they're appealing for information.